Because you can handle the truth.
Well, the time has finally come for the story to be told that should have been listened to a long time ago.
Welcome back, folks. We've got a good hour to go here on Your Voice Counts on Republic Broadcasting Network, Truthful Network. If you want the truth, you got to go to RBN, because I'll tell you what, folks. If you can't handle the truth, you don't need to listen to RBN, because you will get the truth here. And we're getting the truth from an eyewitness survivor that knows what happened to us. And he saw the carnage, he saw the people dying, and he saw the blood and guts of probably most of the men aboard that ship. Let's go to 2 o'clock. The attack starts. Now, where are you at?
I was in the radio transmitter room, which was on the main deck, just aft of the superstructure. And so as soon as I get there, I'm getting conversations from the radio room, and they're yelling at me, get us a transmitter. And so I go to the transmitter that's on the HICOM network, and I see it's being used. And so I thought, okay, so I started turning on another transmitter. And unfortunately, it takes a while for it to warm up. So I'm telling him, patience, you know. And while I'm doing that, I am hearing also, we had a receiver in that room. And I'm hearing this buzzsaw sound. And I don't know exactly how else to describe it. I don't know if it was a real loud, high-pitched frequency, but it was blocking out anything that I could hear from the radio transmitter. And so normally when the radio transmitter is working, I can hear what's being said, unless it's encrypted. So, I couldn't figure out what that was. So I thought, well, there's something strange. And so I finally got the other transmitter working. And so I hooked it up to an antenna, went to tune it, and, needle pegged on the, antenna, and so there was something wrong with that antenna. So anyway, so then what happened is that they kept screaming at me to get a transmitter, and so I then all of a sudden the transmitter quit working, the one that was on the HICOM network. So I went to switch that one over to an antenna that I thought was working. And that antenna was bad. And so then what happened is that I was able to get another transmitter to work. And so this all took about 8 to 10 minutes. And finally then they were able to, start transmitting on that other transmitter. So fortunately they were able to get communications out. But all this time that this is going on, there's these loud explosions, and it's just vibrating through the ship. And it really started scaring me, because one was super close to where I was, and it exploded, and it actually caused me to have what the doctors call acoustic trauma. And so I had this severe ringing in my ears, and so I was quite scared, and then it was almost like I couldn't hear very well. It stunned me. And so then
Glenn, we're going to go to another break. Hang on to that. And, okay. We got a couple things I have to ask you about, but, a very interesting, take on what went on in your section. And I'll get into more of that, but, support your sponsors on RBN, folks. See you in a minute.
I'll hear the bomb again.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go with my special guest, very, very special guest, Glenn Oliphant. Glenn, you know, we talked here, when you were talking about the antennas and so on and so forth, and how fast the Israelis took out everything we had, including not just our antennas, but our four 50 caliber machine guns and all of our life rafts were so fast and so clean and so precise. They know exactly what they wanted to do, and they did it. And luckily, with you guys getting a message out, you said within 10 to 12 minutes to the 6th Fleet. Is this a miracle, or what?
Well, it certainly had to have been. I was not observing this, and from my understanding is that one of the electronics technicians discovered that the wire going to one of the antennas had been severed, and so apparently somehow or other he quickly repaired that. So when I was able to get that other transmitter working, the antenna then worked. And so, through the grace of God, that we were able to get a transmission out to the 6th Fleet And I still to this day believe that that's what saved us from, you know, total destruction, because, you know, I've heard that the Israelis turned back because they were told that aircraft were coming from the Sixth Fleet. So anyway, that really was a very important thing to get that transmission out.
Absolutely. I agree totally. The very, very sad part of it is that orders were given to Captain Tully aboard USS Saratoga to recall aircraft, to recall rescue aircraft, which they did return to either his ship or another spot where they could land. And this order was given again, and I know Admiral Geist went up to a higher authority to ask that we be allowed a cover of U.S. aircraft, and that was also denied, not only by McNamara, the Secretary of Defense, but the President of the United States of America, Lyndon Baines Johnson. And his orders were, I could give a GD if every man aboard that ship goes to the bottom. I am not going to embarrass my ally Israel. Now, my second question, or my second thought is this. Why in the world would our government send us out there and leave us alone and not come help us? Is just beyond beyond anything I can think of. And I was, you know, I also got a message here. A person was asking about referring to C2. What does that mean, Glenn?
What does, say again, please, Phil?
C2. Cat 2.
Okay. Yes. That's a communications technician. The people that worked in the research spaces, or what, if you want to call it the spider spaces on the ship, they were communications technicians. They had various designators. They were people who took care of the equipment. Those were CTLs, and there were people who were interpreters. There were people who were analysts. There were people who looked at all of the different kind of information, linguists, people who would listen to the various communications and then interpret them. But those were people were called communications technicians. The difference between their designator and ours, the rest of the people on the ship, was they had a very top secret crypto clearance, and so they had to have that to get into the research space.
So you're talking about people that work directly for the National Security Agency, quote unquote, FBI, CIA, or something in that area to be able to get that type of clearance. Is that clear?
Yes, that's correct. They work directly for the National Security Agency. And the National Security Agency then works through the Navy, but they, the National Security Agency actually provided these people, to work on the ships. And they also train them to work on the equipment that they use.
Okay, I know we had O branchers and A branchers and R branchers, and that would be repair, I think, and other branchers. I don't know all about it, but of course I was in ship's company. I wasn't privy to a whole lot of it. I've learned a lot since the last 45 years. But to get back to my other thought was that when the attack started, Glenn, could you believe the accuracy and the precision of these jet planes coming down on our ship, a flagged American ship in international waters, with such veracity and perfection in taking out everything we had?
It was just amazing. After the attack was all over with and everything had settled down, I walked around the ship, and unfortunately I did get to see some of my shipmates in various pieces blown apart, which will always be on my mind. But, I mean, to be flying at 300 miles an hour and hit rockets or cannons into gun tubs, into the bases of these antennas. The base of the antenna is only about 2 foot around, or 2 foot diameters, and here they had put these rockets or cannons, either one, into these things. And so here, it's just amazing how you could do that with such precision. And so they knew who the ship was. They were blocking our radio transmissions, or trying to. They were trying to knock out all of the antennas that they possibly could so that we couldn't get a message out. Somebody had known quite a bit about the Liberty. They had to have analyzed it. They had to have known exactly what to go after. And that's what tells me that this thing had been pre-planned for quite a long time, that they knew what exactly they were doing. One thing, Phil, I've researched this, the Liberty, much over the Internet for years and years. I've read books about what happened to the Liberty. And I'll tell you, one of the most interesting books that a person could ever read is called Operation Cyanide. And it's by Peter Hoonam, H-O-U-N-A-M. And a person can still get those books from Amazon. And I would strongly encourage your listeners to pick up that book, because that really tells a deep, terrible secret about what's happened to the Liberty.
Well, I happen to agree with you. That book is a fantastic book. It's detailed. It has information that a lot of people don't know about. And it also goes into the... It also goes, Glenn, into the... The position of the United States government being a complicit, a co-partner, if you will, in the destruction and sinking of the United States ship Liberty with 294 souls aboard. And now that's my conclusion. And that's what I'll always believe, is that the United States of America and the government of Israel had this planned from day one. What do you think about that, Glenn?
Well, after reading that book, I certainly believe that, and I just strongly believe that there was a threat of communism around the world, and that's one of the reasons why they built the Liberty. To monitor Russia's infiltration of countries around the world where they knew they could actually penetrate. And so consequently, they were not happy at all with Egypt, because they had Russian military people there. They had bombers over there. So the United States wanted to take precautions in case something like this was going to Russia was going to possibly, I guess I would say, attack Israel. And I'm sure that Israel was working with the United States at least in 1966, you know.
Glenn, we're going to go to another break, and we got a caller come in. But, hey, folks, thank you for listening in. Again, support your sponsors on RBN. And thank you very much, Sam. You're doing a heck of a job tonight. See you in just a moment.
Too late for liberty.
an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go with a very interesting guest and a survivor aboard the horrific attack on our ship USS Liberty. And Glenn, you know, I've thought about this for years and years, and I've always wondered, you know, when we sent out a message that we were being attacked by unmarked jet aircraft. I repeat that, unmarked jet aircraft. We didn't have a clue who was attacking us. In my view, I thought it was the Egyptians, the Arabs, or some country that didn't want anything to do with us. So LBJ calls in and says, listen, stop this. Recall the aircraft. When he knew it was Israel, how did he know it was Israel's attacking us if we weren't set up from the very second we left Norfolk, Virginia, or actually the very year they planned this thing to have us murdered and sunk and blame it on Egypt and start a nuclear war? What are your thoughts there?
Well, I do know one thing that I've learned, and that's from the Air Force people who have told me, several of their analysts have talked to me about what they know, and they told me that there was an Air Force aircraft flying, not directly above the Liberty, but somewhere within 50 miles or so, quite a ways up in the air, and they were listening in to the conversations that were going on between Israel and the planes. In other words, say the ground controllers were talking to the planes, and they observed or heard the ground or the aircraft tell the ground controller that the ship was an American ship, but the ground controller told them to attack it anyway. Well, now this was heard by analysts up in this Air Force plane, and how the Air Force communicated this was they had a device similar to a teletype. But what, and so they would type this into this machine, and then their aircraft would transmit this message to other receiving stations, and then it was actually transmitted around the world. So I'm positive within 3 or 4 minutes after this was heard by this aircraft that they knew this around the world. And these Air Force analysts that I have talked to that were listening into this message or were observing this teletype message knew instantly that this was happening. So they had to have known about it in Washington. And so consequently, I'm sure when they saw this, they transmitted it directly to the White House. So probably within 10 minutes after the Air Force plane had observed this or heard this, that they knew that in the White House. And so that's how I'm positive he knew what was going on. And because we didn't identify it, or, they had identified it as Israelis, the Air Force had. So I think that's how LBJ knew that. So, I mean, we've always felt that, well, there was that he knew that this attack could have taken place. And according to Peter Hoonan's Operation Cyanide, he was probably in on this thing. I still believe that the Liberty was sent there with the purpose that if those Russian bombers were going to attack Israel, the United States was going to sink their own ship and blame it on Egypt, and then there would have been a nuclear war. Or the other case would have been is if, and that's, I think, what Israel was thinking, what would we do if we sank that ship and then blamed it on Egypt, the United States would go over and nuke Egypt? Well, then what would happen, and I've always thought, what would happen then if Russia said, hey, we nuke Egypt now, we're going to nuke Israel? So, I mean, Israel put their lives on the line by attempting to sink the Liberty. And to be perfectly honest, they were awfully lucky that they didn't sink the ship. Because if they'd have sunk the ship and blamed it on Egypt, they would have started World War III. And they would have been the recipients of probably some atomic bombs right there. So, I don't know. It was really scary there, I'll tell you.
Absolutely. And I wrote in one of my articles, we were within 2 to 3 minutes of a nuclear war breaking out. If our ship goes down, they blame it on Egypt, the people of the government of the United States of America would be calling for blood. And rightly so, if that would have been the scenario. But we were set up, in my view, Glenn, we were set up from the get-go before we left Norfolk, Virginia, going to the west coast of Africa. So the key thing is here is that Israel gets by with it. Our government then and now still supports Israel's lies that it was a mistaken identity. We all know that wasn't the truth. So, we got 4 seconds of music is going to come on. Then we got a guest coming on for a good long run. Hang in there. I'll tell you what, this is a very interesting show. Thank you, Glenn. We'll see you in just a moment. Bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't- it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Here we go for a good long run on Your Voice Counts, and Kat is exactly right. A story that should have been told a long time ago to get this thing out of the, to get this thing out of the closet. You know, folks, when you are set up to be murdered and abandoned by your own country, then and now, because the Congress or the presidents or the dog catcher won't even take this one up because they can't explain it away. The only people that can are the survivors, and that's why I'm so proud to have Glenn Oliphant on our show tonight to, you know, give his side of the story. And hey, listen, we're not a bunch of people that are out for blood, but I'll tell you what we are out for is the truth. And you know, folks, nobody should be allowed to get by with cold-blooded murder of anyone. No one. Especially sailors and Marines and CIA people aboard a ship in international waters doing what our government had ordered us to do, and then be stabbed in the back by the very people we're supposed to be serving, our own government. It's inexcusable. It's unexcusable. It's despicable, dishonest, and it's in my view, an act of treason, and it's an act upon God to kill His own children, to have our country kill His own children, and get by with it. Chris in Canada, please go.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Phil. I'm very proud of you, Phil, and Glenn. You were boys when this happened, I would assume.
Yes, we were. We were young men. I was 20. I think Glenn was probably about 44 then.
Yeah, and, you know, you're on a ship, and you were pretty much defenseless, if I'm not mistaken. You didn't have weapons to retaliate against an attack on the ship.
Well, we had 450 caliber machine guns, and they were all taken out on the first pass. And, you know, Glenn, you can pick it up from here.
Yes, the first pass, they took out the two forward gun mounts, and then, unfortunately, one of the rockets started a fire that was burning on the starboard side of the ship, and that engulfed the gun tub on that side. And so, really, any of the other, I think the other machine gun on the port side on the superstructure, I don't know if that worked either. I don't think it was ever used. Maybe it didn't work. But, no, 50 caliber machine guns don't do any harm. They're just for repelling boarders.
Yeah, well, the now I'm calling from Canada. Now we have hate crimes laws here in Canada, as you guys are probably aware of. So I'm probably in danger just speaking about this. But this obviously smells of a Jewish issue. talking about Israel, I don't know how to explain this the way I'm seeing it, but if you were never intended to be there for protection of the United States, you were intended to be a target for an excuse for an agenda, an Israeli agenda. And it's really sad to see that has to be the case. Now, this is my opinion. I'm probably going to get flack for this, but you know, it's what a sacrifice you guys have had to endure for this agenda, the Jewish agenda. And man, you guys have lived this for how many years? Have you guys lived with this? You know. It just amazes me that you guys are, and thank you, Phil, for talking. I spoke with you actually about a year ago, Phil, I believe, when you were on air, and it was the same thing. I didn't say the same things I'm thinking right now because I was new with the game, but now I understand. You were cannon fodder, and that's all you were, and I have so much respect for both you guys for still talking about it and trying to get the word out as to what's going on. And
you know, I respect it very much, you know, Chris, and I do remember we did talk. But you know, the thing of it is, the most disheartening thing is that, yeah, we were set up by our government to sink. There were two aircraft that came off the USS America. They were nuclear tipped. They were going to blow Cairo to bits. And if our ship sinks, that's what was going to happen. It didn't sink. And to be betrayed by the government that I love, and I still love this country. I don't respect our leaders, but I love my country, and I always will. But, you know, if this happened once, I think it's happened many, many more times than once. I'm not just talking about the Israel issue. I'm talking about other clandestine, stupid things that people do. And that they got busted because we still got eyewitnesses. And I'll tell you what, Glenn, go and pick up on that, please.
Well, I really, I just want to say a couple things here, Phil. I've been talking to thousands of people for the last 15 years about the Liberty and trying to tell them the truth. And I still get so disappointed when I hear these apologists come up with theories and they say, oh, it's still a mistaken identity. Well, you know what? I now have the truth, and I have this opportunity to tell this on national radio, so you guys will hear it for the first time. And this is from a book entitled 1967 by author Tom Segev, an Israeli columnist for Haaretz, Israel's leading newspaper. In there, from the Israeli State Archives, which is so ironic because here the Israeli archives are telling the American people the truth, and it says, United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Arthur Goldberg, revealed to Israeli Ambassador Avram Harman that the Americans had managed to record the Israeli pilots during the attack, and the recordings proved that they knew their target was an American vessel. Goldberg told Harman that there was only one way out of the crisis. Israel had to put someone on trial. Now the American people on your that are listening to your show know the truth.
Well, you know, how many people that know this true that this is true? I'll tell you what, Glenn. Most people would go against us, the survivors. And they would go with Israel, as our president is, and Romney is, and our so-called elected leaders that we elected. Does that kind of answer what you were talking about?
Well, one of the things that happened to me, Phil, is I was at the Minnesota State Fair back in September. And I talked to one of my United States senators, and I told her about the Liberty. And I was told that, she believed it was a mistake. Or she was told that it was a mistake, an identity. So yesterday, I went to her offices in St. Paul, and I delivered James Scott's book, and I also included this information that I just read on your show. And so now she will know the truth, and I hope that she eventually will be able to help us somehow.
I do too, but you know, I think what a gallant effort you made, and not many survivors have done that, but you've done that down through the years. We work together as board members and so on and so forth, so we know the game. But, you know, I think that what Trump's, in my view, Chris and Glenn, is the Israeli card, and that's AIPAC, that's the ADL, that's ICE, and every other organization in this country that supports Israel, including John Hagee, over Americans. And that must stop. America is first above all. Not saying that America is better than everybody else. It's just that, hey, listen, you can't get by with murdering Americans and get by with it. Listen, we're in two wars. Iraq, Afghanistan, they wanted to get us in Syria. And they want us to fight Iran, all for Israel. And they're not going to lose a soul. You know who's going to lose those souls? The United States of America. What do you think, Chris?
I agree. I think your country and mine, nothing's done by accident with our government. There's a method to their madness. And as cruel as it is... they're going to get their agenda pushed through, and they're going to sacrifice as many lives as they have to because they don't care. And it all goes back to the Jewish lobby. It's, you know, they're the ones that are going to rule the new world order, and you know, and unfortunately, the USS Liberty was cannon fodder for that as well. To like you said, to get Egypt, to blame it on Egypt, and to escalate their agenda.
I believe that. But I, you know what I also believe? I believe that the truth, if the God's honest truth about the USS Liberty would be brought to bear, not just in front of the American people, the world, the United States would drop Israel like a hot potato because they got busted. And you know, they are busted. They're busted on this radio station. They're busted on a lot of the radio stations. And they're busted in books. Just like Glenn said, Peter Hunnam. You know, and of course you got Dead in the Water. You got Loss of Liberty. You got my book. And many others. And you know, listen, these guys are busted. We saw them shoot our life rafts out of the water. Can you believe that? They shot our life rafts out of the water. We were going to put our most severely wounded in our life rafts. We only had three left out of our crew of 294 souls, and they shot them out of the water and took one aboard their ship. So now tell me what kind of people they are.
Yeah, well, like I say, didn't the Germans have more respect than that?
Well, you know, I know my... My uncle was in a German concentration camp, and he said all we had to eat was potato skins. And that's what the German soldiers had, too. And I'll tell you what, Chris, we got one more call in Hawaii, and I appreciate you calling in. Please do it again. God bless you, sir, and take care up in Canada. And here we go with Nick in Hawaii.
Afternoon, Phil.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
Very well, thank you. Lots of good information. I was going to ask about the transcripts that I had read existed, the radio between the lead pilot and the base, because I had read that we had those, and I think I'd also heard that maybe they'd been scrubbed from the archives or something. But what I wanted to mention was... Benjamin Friedman's 1961 speech, people really need to give that a listen. It's available online at IamTheWitness.com and other sites. He was a Zionist insider. He was at the Versailles Treaty after World War I. He knows how these people work, and he explained what happened in World War I and the setup for World War II. It's really essential for people to hear that. I mentioned the letter that David Irving found when I called last week, and what I forgot to say was, in Chaim Weizmann's letter to Winston Churchill, he said they bring in the American troops again in World War II in exchange for arming the Jewish settlers in Palestine. But what that letter also does is it explicitly says, as we did in World War I. So it's proof positive that everything that Ben Friedman said is absolutely correct. And the last thing I wanted to say was, in the Israeli news, you can read open statements by rabbis to the fact that Jews are a different species than the rest of us. Israel Shahak, in his books on Judaism, he details that the Talmud specifically says that we're non-humans, that we're satanic, that the Jews are holy and the rest of us are satanic. And these rabbis say these things, and it's reported. And they don't care about American lives or German lives or English lives or Russian lives or Chinese lives. They literally consider themselves separate and fundamentally different from the rest of us.
Okay, Nick, what I'm going to do, What I'm going to do is let my special guest, Glenn, answer that. And we got about 10 seconds, and we'll come back. But go ahead, Glenn, because you are a man of God, and I know you are. And so please answer that, and we'll come right back when the break comes. But go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what. I belong to two Jewish peace groups here in the United States. I'm not a Jew, but I belong to those groups because they believe in peace. And that's a really good thing for this country.
Okay, hang on, guys. We're going, we got about, I don't know, 7-8 minutes left of the show. Support your sponsors on RBN, real news, real talk, real people that can't handle the truth. God bless you. See you in a minute.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And, unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to your voice counts. We just got just a little bit of time left, but and then I'm going to get back to our special guest, Glenn Oliphant, electronics technician aboard the USS Liberty, to serve his country honorably with great respect and honor, and he is still doing that right today on this radio show. Your voice counts on this great radio station, RBN. Folks, I want to let you know that aboard the USS Liberty, from stem to stern, from the bridge to the bowels of the ship, it was nothing but blood and guts and honor, anarchy and death. Death. people blown to bits. Something that no human should have to go through, especially the people that got killed. And that's why I do this radio show, because I'll never forget those men, ever. Ever, 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 because I could have been one of them. Just as easy as Glenn. That's why I'm here. That's why I do Your Voice Counts. And that's why I care about America. I certainly don't care about the cover-up, I'll tell you that. Israel and the United States government is in cahoots in a cover-up as bad as JFK. And I'll tell you what, with that being said, and you know, this is not in anger, it's the truth. These people got by with cold-blooded murder. Israel did, and our government helped them do it. Go ahead. Please go ahead, Glenn.
I just wanted to be sure and tell you that the average Jewish person in the United States is very upset the way the Zionists are controlling our government and also the government of Israel. The average Jewish person in Israel, I'm sure, wants peace, but not their leaders. The Likud Party is a terrible organization. And I'd be perfectly honest, I'm not too sure about our country's leaders. I'm not sure who they're looking out for. And it's very upsetting. I know today they still don't care about veterans as much as they say they like to. They sure don't care about the Liberty veterans. And it's just so disheartening to see that that happens in this great country.
It is. And I'll tell you what, Glenn, I guess you could call heartbreak over heartbreak over heartbreak, because we've tried so much. We've tried so hard. We're honest men. All we want to do is get out the truth, and they won't listen to us. I'll tell you what, Nick, if you're still on air, go ahead and say something, and we'll get off the air.
Well, you know, I'm waiting for the Jews to sort of step forward and talk about this issue and Jewish domination of our political process and our media. My experience is that when you try to discuss these things, that they sort of circle the wagons and they start saying that you hate people or you're an anti-Semite and this sort of stuff. And, you know, the Liberty just reveals how sick our government really is. And, you know, we have to somehow get the truth.
Here we go, folks. Hey, thanks. God bless you, Glenn. God bless you, Nick. God bless everybody. Listen, but listen in next week.
You,
we got a very special guest.
Keep up the good work, Bill. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.